And we're back.
That's right, we are. That intermission song hypnotizes me.
Really?
I sit there and I'm just like,
Yeah. It's kind of like a seventh inning stretch.
Kind of.
You know, we could always play that. That would be hilarious.
That's true. You know, we could. I could sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game right before Dark starts. The song about balls and bats.
That, I think that's a little
catcher's
weird.
Mitts. That's a little strange. Hey, all right. So, no holds barred poetry. The pants are off, proverbially.
Set for?
Hate speech.
Hate speech.
Yep. If the hate speech is underneath the pants, put those pants back on, Buster. They're not welcome here. kind of got weird at the end there.
That's a little weird.
That's the strangest saying I think I've said all week. And I've said a lot of weird stuff this week. All right. So, everybody, let's just go right into the segment. If you want to read erotic poetry, dark after dark-esque blue poetry, give us a call. 720-240-9766.
Number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry, open mic, give us a call. We're doomed.
We're doomed?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
All right.
Hey, we actually have
four
incredibly sexy callers.
You
know, hey, this is what After Dark is. I don't even know if their poetry is
right
angled. It could be dark because sometimes people get really, really dark.
Yes.
So now I just basically am sounding like a jackass because I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be. Let's just, should we go to Florida?
I think so.
It's kind of hot and sweaty, humid down there. Hello, Diane. How are you?
I'm very good, gentlemen. How are you all tonight?
Doing well. Thank you. Glad you were able to call in.
I am so very glad, too.
So,
I think this may disappoint you all a little bit. I'm a little bit, I'm not sure how to put it, vanilla.
We're not going to be disappointed by that at all. In fact, the ones that get really weird are the ones where like, oh, okay, I'm going to go wash my face off with someone have turpentine I can stick my face in because I feel like I need it right now. All right, just go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right, this is called Tequila Sunrise. I watched the sunrise this early morning, color breaking through gray clouds while the heat shimmers in the air, enfolding me as I sit on the patio writing out the morning's work. I sit and sip a hot cup of coffee, trying to wake up after languishing in white sheets. Soon I'll fix another cup to bring to you. Memories are a bit parched. A few tequila shots and a night free of responsibility went by way much too quickly. The night has been kind, erasing careworn lines from your face. Soon the day will start, bringing all the usual responsibilities. Last night we were young again, dancing like anyone's fools, holding hands, kicking back like the kids we once were. This morning I see you as fresh as when we were young. If I could, I would gather up the colors of this beautiful morning and wrap them up around you, enfolding you into blue streaked with the peach daybreak. Instead, I'll lay still just a small while longer and watch your face in repose. Soon the day will start with all of its small cares and distractions. But for now, the promise of rainbows hangs on the distant horizon where a pot of gold is waiting to sit in our laps. Let's hold on to this as we wade into the day, then let the day's cares go like a balloon to float up to the sky, to soar with the clouds like the dreams we'll wake into again tomorrow. For today, I'm young again. Last night, I wore your sweat. Today, I wear a smile.
I don't know, Diane. I liked it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That was good. That wasn't, you know, facial cleansing inducing. Thank you for that.
I don't know. You should have felt that sweat.
Well, you're in Florida. We just assume it's there. Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you, gentlemen. You all have a wonderful day.
Bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. Be well.
All right, all the way from Florida, that was Diane on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. Now we're going to the Show Me State.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet?
Not yet.
All right. Not going to the Show Me State. Now we're going to the Show Me State for Sinister, which reminds me of a phrase I once heard. about talking about songwriting, where they just say, get to the chorus, but the terminology is cut the crap and show us your willy. So, Sinister, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Doing absolutely excellent compared to last week.
So. All right. Well, we're glad to have you call in, and you know, we'd love to get your working on the show. What do you got for us?
I got some explicit content.
All right. Well, Carnival. That's what this is for.
It's called Carnival Insane. Welcome to the carnival of salacious principles, whitewashed and carnal absurdity, where fucking knows no bounds and sarfilious beings of every species play. Ill-equated are virgin eyes of an elephant, doggy-styling a rhino. Imagine the scene. Hartson, the clown car of 69s, reverse cowfolk and tongue-ravishing tech cruises. A rapid ticket will get you a chance at the abyss known as Big Bertha Snatch. Finger your way up a lion's tail and squeeze them balls so gently. Now fist that ass. Carney's got the drugs. All the rage to gack out. Fuck stuff style until nearly breathless. And torted is a rubber man sucking his own cock, just like Daddy told him. Whoever thought the cost of admission would revitalize your dying libido, semen. Freaks are fun. Darby your fortitude and bend over for the strong man's little penis. It's scopic rant, this tantalizing dance of sucking, licking, fucking, and defisting. A show of vulgar hedonistic enjoyment as lube and sex toys are required equipment. So bring your kin, your neighbors, and friends to embellish the orgy, spread infectious. End poem.
That is dark content. I got to be honest, Sinister, there's a few moments where I laughed out loud. I actually LOL'd or lolled in real life. Not just a bullshit one, like an actual one.
Cool, man. Yeah, it's all meant fun, and vulgarity is actually written just for that.
Hey, no. Settle
back at Aristocrats. I hate that freaking clip.
You hate the...
I'll do better.
So you're going up against the Aristocrats joke?
Ah.
Holy shit. That's a good one. I don't know, man. There was one moment where I actually tried that, and I think I sustained it out to about 12 minutes long.
Wow.
But hey, man, I think if that's your goal, I'm with you. I'll keep track every time we do something like this and you have a form to try it. I'll keep track and we'll measure it against the Aristocrats, okay?
All right,
sounds good, buddy. Thank you so much. Yeah.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
All right. Good night. That was Sinister from Missouri, the Show Me State. All right.
Uh-oh. I think you found your new thing.
So now we're heading to Kentucky, which, you know, I got to say, JT, before we get into this.
Okay.
You know, people really haven't stopped talking about Mark Spitz's swimsuit.
That's true.
In the 1976 Olympics.
That's
and
very true.
Strangely enough,
yeah,
that was made in Paris, Kentucky.
Wow.
I'm going for something new here, Philip. So, welcome for all the way from Kentucky, probably not Paris, but from Kentucky, it's Philip. How are you?
Felipe, yes. Felipe. Well, I know Paris, Kentucky. I'm only about, I think, 15 minutes from it. I'm in Lexington.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's right. Yeah.
No problem. But I had star-spangled images all over my in my head, you know, seeing Mark Spitz with his arms akimbo, standing proudly. And you can tell, you can actually date, too, because if I'm correct, I think he actually has quite a bit of, you know, hair on his body, which really dates swimming, because not long after that, all swimmers just shaved everything. I mean, I was even got into the habit of shaving when I was a competitive swimmer, so I know all about that.
Well, I'm sure that's going to make some women in the chat room think about you shaving, which is, I'm sure, going to be great. But the thing that made me laugh is that you see that, and it definitely is dated. But
it
then
is,
you suddenly go, what happened to make all those people just suddenly go, get all of this stuff off of me? It was fine up until 1977, but now it's just not cool.
Too much drag. Well, so
yeah,
weird.
Right. I was going to say, actually, the answer to that is really probably very dull. You know, it's all
yeah.
about
oh,
the
for
heat
sure.
in the pool. And yeah, for every hair, you're talking about a microfraction. And
that's a thing.
You know,
that's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It truly is. And in fact, it got so, like, where I don't know if you remember a time briefly when they had the full body suits. They
yes.
had to sort of, quote-unquote, make them illegal because it actually made that much of a difference
wow.
between competitors. Yeah,
yeah, that was the China Olympics, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I
really
mean, like,
something.
World records were kind of dropping just oh. because of the technology behind it, you know, so.
Wow.
But,
slick. Oh.
Yeah, and how's this for a segue? You know, I think we should bring back wooden rackets in the days of McEnroe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, agreed. Agreed,
tiny,
man.
That tiny little
but you know what?
Spot for those.
We need more tennis star shaving and the wooden rackets so we can just kind of, it's like a meeting of two different times together. That'd be fantastic.
No doubt. Well, it's great to be back. You guys make me laugh. And thanks for that bit of information. Did you happen to Google that?
Oh, you damn well know I did.
Oh, yeah. All right. Love, live, Google. All right.
I've even got more. I've got 49 more facts about your state that I will just use over the next few months.
Well, it was probably either Mark Spitz or Mary T. Maher, which was also a Kentuckian. And actually, Hunter S. Thompson
That's
is
true.
Considered a Kentuckian or was a Kentuckian.
And then he died in Aspen, Colorado. So that's a good tie-in, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you, right. There you go. Sure. Well, I'll get to it then. And thanks for the introduction.
Of course.
And here we go. Reasonably long title for Felipe. Fondly recalling the first taste when the stars undressed, written while watching Jean-Luc Godard's Band of Outsiders. And then I have this little inscription. Only a certain kind of criminal intrigues, for they are not all the same like Christians. Each one offers something unique, cabals, Gnosticism. But I am only fascinated by those who vividly remind us of life's unrelenting immediacy. From The Handbook of Truths, Their Descendants and Deceits, page 319, first edition. And since nobody called me on that, that was completely and wholly fictitious that I made up. And I figured while I was doing it and giving it a title, I might as well make it a first edition, right? So here we go, the poem. Wake up with vices, begging like barefoot mendicants beneath marble church atriums, leapt from pages tattered as well-thumbed novels, bit of noir and passion. Bed them the way you do women, hypnotizing as anything primal, seas darkly mirrored by firmaments, moons perfect as her warm bosom, the cosmos lacily draped in mystery. Could observe her precious morning habits at ablutions for hours. Wondrous how they transform the mundane into rituals, washing away the scent of secret pleasures. Don't lie as you are prone for a set of handlebar hips gripped in excitation until identity disappears beneath murmurous undulations. A little bit in love with each addiction that masterfully defines self and beautiful rebellion defiant unto dreamy sleep's emissions. Gorgeous excuses made into midnight poems. Phrases mistaken for sorcery you long to possess, wield and brandish like a knife or gun of seduction. Apologize for nothing honest, revelations of your true nature. Without them, your days are empty, your nights without rapture. And there it is, fellas.
Very enjoyable. Man, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome, Michael.
You know, this is interesting. It's an after dark. It's not that after dark.
You know, I just don't know how to distinguish. I mean, like me personally, yeah. I understand why you guys do it. I don't make those distinctions.
We normally wouldn't if it wasn't.
Right. I mean, but I do. I understand that that's just a way that you have to go about it. But I appreciate the opportunity, and it's nice because you can get into some grittier topics and not worry if you let the F word, as everybody freaks out about, come out.
So, right. Well, and I think one of the things that I kind of like about the group that we have here is, of course, we'll go into erotic stuff, every now and then, but I like it when we go into just darker topics, and it's not necessarily just writing erotic stuff to be erotic. It's actually, there's a purpose behind it, and it's just a way we can air it out. And I notice a lot of our callers do that.
Yeah, and I think that's good, because I do think a lot of the best poetry is born out of pain.
Oh, for sure.
I think the truest prayers are born out of pain.
Yep.
So, yeah,
praying with anger. I agree.
Yes. Yeah. Well, cheers, fellas. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and I look forward to next Friday evening.
You do too. Thanks, Philip.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. So that was Philip from the birthplace of the first enamel bathtub, Kentucky.
just the random.
I know. I'm just gonna go after it. Now, speaking of someone, so
yeah.
Don, who we're about to bring on,
uh-huh.
I'm afraid to do random stuff because he'll just out-random us. I have healthy respect for Don's comedic abilities. Don, how are you, sir?
I'm here.
Truer words have not been spoken.
How are you?
Doing very well. How are you, sir?
Spoken.
Fair enough. What do you have for us? So is your poetry decidedly after dark this evening?
From the wash.
All right.
Sorry.
Shorts of verbs mix with undershirts of nouns. The poem's clean underwear strengthens comfort and assurance to deliver enthralling designs, whether in powder blue polo shirt or in the crease of intent printed onto the legs of khaki pants. Forceful editing does not allow soap suds to speak on shirts or pants, and no eruptions of dry crust on weave or fold. After the cleaning of the cloth, clothes sleep on their shelf, stored for everyday use or for medical emergency. The wounded try to lose all rips and smells because bleach strives to punch dirt free from the tight fiber weave into the water. Let bleach in water kiss the dirt and tightly woven text so as to release the passion of the orgasmic embrace.
Great work, Don. That was really good. Thank you so much.
Too abstract.
Not for us.
I actually really enjoy that. That's really good. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That was a great way to wrap up the segment.
Oh, I like to be wrapped up.
So do we all.
Yes.
But they won't unlock it from my hands behind my sides.
Yeah. That's frustrating. All right. Hey, thank you, Don. Hope to hear from you again next week.
If I can get the lock off, yes.
Best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night. Thank you. And that was Don from the state where it's still illegal, apparently, to molest monarch butterflies.
Well, that's a good thing.
Rightfully so. But right. Did you also know that more turkeys are raised in California than any other state in the United States?
That I did not know.
No, I did not either. I'm learning so much.
This is good. It's all right. Always good to learn.
It's always good to learn. Especially in an After Dark segment. All right. So that does it for the end of After Dark, our once monthly blue segment, quote, as it would be. Right? I guess that's how you'd say it.
Yeah.
A little bit. For JT, for myself, for everybody else who's listening, and for all of the poets who contributed today, thank you so much for everything. We really appreciate your support. We appreciate your work. We appreciate you. And if you can, I know so many of you already do, but let some other poets know about us. We want to have a bigger family, and I think this will be great if we all bring some people. All right, so the podcast will be up within about 24 hours or so, and we look forward to hearing from you next week. Join us next time on World Poetry Open Mic. We'll see you then.